Good evening. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We begin, as always, by thanking our host, Jake Weinman, for his tireless efforts on behalf of all of us, for his passion, for his innovation, his creativity, in adding and expanding power of SheerEnjoyment.com to all of us. Likewise, we want to give a special shout-out to our technical director, Mitch Green, for making sure everything works perfectly, all of the technical details that go into making this happen smoothly are in place and position. We have a great Karas Atoy for his hard work. And likewise, all of the Choshev Rabbanim who participate in this endeavor. This week, we have a very special week, two parshiyos, and of course, before we forget, we have to give our Karas Atoy to our sponsor, who has dedicated this shir, Zecher U'ilu Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah, and may it be a schus for his sponsor. As we mentioned 1 second ago, this week is a very special parsha. We have two parshiyos, Parshat Chukas and Balak. Not all that often that we lay together these two parshiyos. This week we're planning to catch up to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael on Shavuos, they only observe one day, and Shavuos was on Friday, which allowed them to lay in the next parsha on Shabbos. Shabbos was not for the people in Eretz Yisrael, the Yom Tov. So they proceeded and went ahead one parsha, whereas often Chutz Li'aretz, Shavuos was 2 days. It was Friday and Shabbos. Shabbos, we laned the laning of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Aser to Aser. So we did not have an opportunity to lane the Parsha Sashua. We fell behind 1 week. And thus this week, we're going to read two Parshios together, Chukas and Balak, to catch up to Eretz Yisrael. They will only lane one Parsha, Parshas Balak. And at the end of this week, we will have caught up to Eretz Yisrael. We have to acknowledge, though, there's collateral damage. What is the collateral damage? Okay, this is not our topic for today, but the collateral damage is that we lose out on the Haftarah of Chukas. We're only going to lay in the Haftarah of Balak this week, and we're not going to lay in the Haftarah of Yiftach HaGelodi. And that is something which is needs actual discussion. Why? What is the significance in Eretz Yisrael, they lay in the story of Yiftach HaGelodi, fascinating Haftarah. And unfortunately, you know, we can learn it, certainly we should learn it, but we don't lay in the actual Haftarah. I think possibly the reason why has to be that in the Haftarah of Yiftach HaGelodi, we mentioned Balak. The Ata Atoiv Toiv Ata Bibolik Ben Sibor Melch Moyav Haroiv Rav Im Yisrael Im Nulchon Nulcham Bom. Being that the Haftar of Chukas, it refers to Balak, maybe there's something over here where we're anyway going to lay in Balak, so by laying Balak, we're also capturing part of the theme, part of what is mentioned in the Haftar of Chukas. But that's another discussion. I'd like to just share with you a short idea this week about Parshas Balak. Parshas Balak, we all know the story that Balak ben Baor, he sees that the Jewish people are coming into Eretz Yisrael and he's terrified and he wants to prevent them from proceeding. And he realizes that fighting the Jewish people militarily is not going to work, and the only technique he has is to fight them spiritually by hiring Bilam ben Baor, who had a reputation as being a spiritual person who could curse, chas v'sholem, the Jewish people. This was his expertise, and this was a novel idea of Balak ben Baor. Instead of trying to hurt, damage the Jewish people with military power, with physical might, like Paro and other nations, Amalek, he will take a different approach. He will hire Bilam ben Beor, person who somehow knew how to connect to the upper worlds and damage the Jewish people in this manner. And at first, Bilam gets the message from Balak. He should come, will be paid handsomely to curse the Jewish people. Messengers were sent by Yishlach Malachim El Bilam and Bar, Pesaira, Asher Al Hanahar Eretz B'nei Amal Likroeloi, V'chulu V'chulu. Come, V'atol L'chana Orali Hasam Hazer. They went, the messengers went. He tells them, let me think about it. Hashem comes to him at night and says to him, do not do so. And indeed, he tells them, I cannot do so. They go back to Balak, and Balak says, go back and tell him the following message. Tell him, try again. Vayosef oid Balak shlech sodim rabim nechbodim me'ele. He sent him Sorim. The messengers weren't just ordinary messengers. These were princes that were Rabin v'nichvodim me'ele than the original group. Vayovo el Bilam, vayomu lo, koyomar Balak ben Tzipor, alot simonai me'haloich elai. Don't hold yourself back. Ki chabed achabedecha me'oid. I will give you great honor. V'chol asher toymar elai e'eseh. U'lecho no kavali es ha'om hazeh. We gain over here an incredible insight into the thinking, into the mind, into the psychology of Balak and Bilam. You know, you have to know in life how to press someone's buttons. Everyone has things that attract, have meaning, and have impact upon people, which other people don't necessarily share the same ideas, don't share the same values. There's people that we all know that if you present them with a large sum of money, suddenly they're very responsive. And there are other people, very few probably, who money doesn't speak to them. If they have enough money to live, or even if they don't, it's not all that common. But not everyone can be bought with money. There are some people, they enjoy good food, they enjoy good wine, they enjoy entertainment, they enjoy all different types of things. And when you attempt to persuade a person, you have to know what makes them tick. You have to know what buttons to press. What are their soft spots? And we learn here in this parsha, in the very beginning, that Bilam, his soft spot was kavod. He enjoyed, he relished honor. Not everyone goes for honor. Not everyone is interested in fame and kavod. You know, we see in this world there's certain people, they love it. They just, you know, they should be a household name and everyone should know who they are. We live in a narcissistic society, unfortunately, where many people suffer from this illness, this malady of fame and honor, but we've all come across people that are just not interested. It's just not something that turns them on. Many people want to be private. They have other things. They maybe enjoy money, security. There are other things that they enjoy, but money, honor, not necessarily. But one thing we learned for sure is that Bilam was a person to whom kavod, it meant a lot. This was his neshama. His soul
was a soul that thirsted, yearned for honor, covet. And Balak was a smart man. He knew if we press his buttons, he will respond. We need him. We need him to do his mission. He knew how to connect to the upper world and curse a target, a victim of one's choosing. He had a skill that others did not possess. He was reluctant. He withheld from going, accepting the mission. But if we would manipulate him and if we would pressure him with the right rewards, with something that meant it would work. And what are these things covered? We have to now ask a question. What is the Hashkocha process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this story was carried out by a person who had a weakness of yearning honor? I want to suggest something very simple, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted at the end of the day to use this person who would be selected to attempt to harm the Jewish people, to instead turn around and bless the Jewish people. Now, what I'm going to say might be a little bit controversial. I don't think it's controversial, but so yeah, we have to nuance it the correct way. When dealing with prophets, Klal Yisrael, Havil, not to compare to Bilam. Bilam was a very obviously a low-level person who engaged in horrible activities. Hashem, for whatever the reason, gave him the ability to see things and to say things. Prophecy, that was, Chazal tell us, that was equal to Moshe, not Chas V'Shalom, but Bilam. Had anything in common with Moshe Rabbeinu, Chas V'Shalom, but it was necessary that amongst the Ummah Yisraelam, the nations of the world, there would be a person who would have the ability to represent them and communicate and be an instrument through which Hashem would speak to the nations of the world that they should not claim that they did not have an opportunity to come close to Hashem by not having a prophet. So Hashem gave them a person. And when we learn about the prophets, the holy prophets, like Yeshaya, Yechezkel, Yirmiyah, the Treyoser, 12 prophets in Sefer Treyoser, we learn about a principle that a prophet, besides Moshe, to a very small degree, and this requires a lot of understanding and nuance, they express the prophecy through their mind, through their own personal life experiences. Many of the prophets, they witnessed the same vision. They saw events. They saw the days of Yemos HaMashiach. And the way they described it was different. They were witnessing exactly the same period, the same era, the same event. But their expression is different. The way Yeshaya expressed Yemos HaMashiach is not the way Yechezkel expressed it. The way Yechezkel expressed is not the way Yirmiyah expressed. The way Yirmiyah expressed, not the way the Treyoser expressed. And many of them are describing the same thing. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. But a person is a product of their own personal life experiences. And when they use and they draw from their own life experiences, from their own vocabulary, from their own understanding of life and their unique relationship with Hashem, their expression is different. Moshe Rabbeinu was an exception to this, it would appear, because Moshe Rabbeinu spoke directly from Hashem, and Bilam indeed was also seemingly an exception to this, because Bilam was not worthy of prophecy at all, but was just an instrument of Hashem to give over prophecy for the nations of the world. However, I'm trying to attempt to nuance this idea in a very, very, with a very
fine line, a very, very small point. We do learn in this parasha that the characteristic of Bilam was kavod. He loved honor. Honor is something which touched his very soul. And as we said, not everyone is like this. Not everyone is bought by fame. There are people who they would prefer good health. There are people that would prefer money. There are people that you can perhaps buy them by providing them with good food for the rest of their life. Everyone is different. Torah makes it very clear that Balak, when he sent a second time, he sent sudden that are gedolim, that are rav, more and more numerous, more distinguished than the first set. And the message was, ki chabed achabedcha me'oid, we will give you great honor. Perhaps there were other prophets that were eligible candidates to serve in the role of Bilam, to bring out the message that Hashem wanted to bring out for the Jewish people that would ultimately come forth from this event. But Bilam was unique in that he appreciated honor. What we're trying to get at is, if we study the words of prophecy that Bilam expressed regarding the Jewish people, we will notice that the words and the concepts are all about the kavod, the honor of the Jewish people. There is an infinite amount of material and concepts and blessing that could be said about the Jewish people. But if we look carefully at the four prophecies that are mentioned, they all deal with kavod, the honor of the Jewish people. And in fact, each one of the prophecies begins with the words Vayikar. Vayikar means a chance occurrence. There's Vayikra, Hashem calls, a calling with endearment. And then there is the shorter form of the word Vayikra, Vayikar, which means it was an accident. Hashem just happened to accidentally chance meeting. But the truth is, the word Vayikar is also the same letters as Yikar, Vikar. Layhudim hoysa oira simcha sofen Vikar. Vikar means honor. Honor. This is something that was very dear to Bilam. Ki chabed achabedcha. Vikar, Vav Yud Kuf Resh, is the word for honor, an honor that is used in the Megillah in reference to the Jewish people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by chance, by Yikar Elohim is Bilam. Hashem, by chance, he met Bilam. But also hints that Bilam, to whom honor was so dear, Hashem used Bilam as a tool. Because to you honor is so dear, it is specifically you who will be a tool to allow me to bring forth to this world a message of the honor of the Jewish people. Let's look at the different prophecies that Bilam expressed about the Jewish people. The first prophecy, the first prophecy was, they are a people, levadad yishkoin, they dwell in solitude. Uvagoyim lo yishashav, they're not counted amongst the nations of the world. Mi mono afa Yaakov, umispar esroi v'ayishol. Pemoif nafshi mos yishorim, usihi acharisi kamohu. These are clearly concepts of honor. When a person stands out as being unique, this is honor. When he speaks about death, we know Chazal tells us when a person dies, we have a eulogy, and the eulogy is called the Kavod Acharon. He yearned to have an end like the Jewish people. These are concepts of Kavod. It was only because Bilam,
who valued kavod was eligible to be the one to express this principle of the honor of the Jewish people. Honor, the definition of honor is standing out as being unique. Levadad yishkoin. Kavod comes at the end. Person who chases after kavod doesn't attain kavod. But soif ha-kavod lavai at the end. And indeed, this is exactly what it says about the Jewish people. The on that is levadad yishkoin, v'agoyim lo yishashov, and the acharis. Kavod, by definition, is something which comes at the end. In the second prophecy, he speaks about an om kilavi yakum vechari lo yis yisnaso lo yishkav ad yechal teref v'dam chalulim yishte. He writes about, Chazal tell us this is a reference to Kriya Shema. With the Jewish people, they recite early in the morning and late at night, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. They know how to give kavod. Ezehu mechubad hamechabed. It's one thing to be an ish mechubad, but the ultimate kavod is to appreciate others and to give kavod to others, specifically HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to declare that Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is unique, Hashem is one, and to recite these psukim every single day in the morning and in the evening. This is even a greater level of kavod, of giving kavod to others. And we daven on every Rosh Chodesh, Ruchas Rosh Chodesh, we're mismalo. We should have a month of oysher v'chavod. What does it mean to be mismalo? That the month should be a month of oysher v'chavod. To be rich and to have honor. Everyone should come and bow down to us. Is that what it means, really? And the answer is, we mispalel zehu asher hasameach b'chelkai. We should be happy. Zehu mechubad hamechabed. We are mispalel to have opportunities to give kavod to other people. A month of opportunity to give kavod to other people. What greater happiness can a person have in life, where he has that opportunity to give cover to other people? It's not often when a person can do something like that in a meaningful way. And here in the second prophecy of Bilam, he's telling us that the Jewish people are those who have the ability every single day, early in the morning, late at night, to recognize Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, to give cover to Hashem. Again, going back to our principle, why was Bilam selected? Because Bilam was a person whose nature was ki chabed achabed chameoid. He needed kavod. He understood kavod. Only a person who understood kavod can be the instrument to recognizing the kavod of the Jewish people. In the third prophecy, we learn about the Jewish people and their role of malchus. Malchus, kingship, is something which inherently captures the essence of kavod, the principle of the kavod malchus. The rules of giving kavod are especially unique to a king, because the king stands above and is unique. Kel says in the pasuk, in the third prophecy, Yizol Mayim, Yizol Mayim Yidolyov. The Aroyme Agag Malkai talks about all the different kingdoms. So the climax of the prophecy is the Malchus of the Jewish people should be elevated. Malchus. The Jewish people are not just a nation, they're a nation of kings. And in his fourth prophecy, likewise, he goes on to describe all the nations of the world, all of the kings of the world. And he goes to show that the Jewish people are the kings of all the kings. How the Jewish nation will rise above all the nations. The malchus of all the world, of the highest domain of honor, and the Jewish people rise even above them. last prophecy mentions the end of days. Fourth prophecy, the Tzimiyad Kitin, the Inei Asher, the Eiver, different nations, the Gamhu Adei Oved, and leading up to that, describing other different elements, other different nations, Amalek, Reishis Gam Amalek, Yachisei Adei Oved, Vayar Sakeini, Vayisas Mosh Vayomar, Eisen Meshavecha, Vesimis Lokinecha, goes on to describe, we have to go to the Pesukim very carefully, they're very difficult, I don't know them so well myself, I have to study the words of Rashi and understand them in great detail, but it describes all the nations, and when we describe a nation, we're describing the covenant of their malchus, and yet we show that they will be subdued, humbled, and sometimes eliminated before the covenant of the Jewish people. So in essence, to summarize our drasha very in short, we began by coming to take note that the currency that Balak was going to pay Bilam to be used as a tool to hurt the Jewish people was covered. Why does the Torah tell us this? Does it tell us that his soul needed covered? This was what made him tick. And it was precisely because of this, he was the instrument that Hashem used to bring forth the four prophecies that in essence describe the honor, the covering of the Jewish people. And why is that so? We have to remember that this week, it's a double parsha. We first learn Parsha Chukas, and then we learn Parsha Balak. And in Parsha Chukas, we learn about the beautiful prophecy, the beautiful Shira of the Be'er. Oz Yosher Yisrael is Hashir Azois. And in this Shira, we describe the people to whom we give all the covet, to the Talmidei Chachamim, the people who have dug the well, Ali Be'er Enula, Be'er Chafarua, the Be'er according to Chazal is the Be'er of Torah, which you all come and learn every night of the week, the Shiurim, and the Be'er of Torah was dug, Chafarua, Nidiveyam, Bin Choykek, Bin Mish'anoysam, the most generous of the people, most elevated of the people, lawgivers, the Talmidei Chachamim. These are called the exalted people of Klal Yisrael, the Nedive, the Sodom, the princes who have dug the well of Torah and brought forth the waters of Torah, the blessing of Torah. And this, to a degree, is the Hakdama which leads us into the Parsha of Balak. When we further learn about the Be'er, the honor of the Jewish people, in Parsha Sukkot it says, the Be'er Chafarua, that was hewn by the Sorin, the princes. Princes is a term of honor. Korua Nidivei Ha'om, another term referring to the princes. Bim Chaykek, the lawgivers, another term of princes, of Mechubadim Talmidei Chachamim. And this, to a small degree, connects our parsha, Parsha Chukas, to Parsha Balak. I want to thank you all for coming tonight and listening to the Shir. May you all have a wonderful week of success and bracha and honor. And by honor, we mean opportunities to be mechabed other people. And zehu mechubad ha-mechabed. Thank you very much for listening. Have a good night and all the best to one and all.